Well, the concerns about declining pollinator populations are not just founded in the U.S., so says former Canadian Environmental Minister David Anderson.
The threat to the existing Canadian agriculture is very similar to that of the United States. In other words, the loss of the pollination by insects, birds, and other pollinators, and thus loss of crops.
And with similar concerns existing in Mexico as well, all three North American countries have come together to work on a variety of levels to help address the problem of less pollinators.
We have a very substantial cooperation at the university level where many of the researchers happen to be. We have extensive networks which are sometimes government-funded, sometimes funded through university or private sources. In addition, we have the three governments working together, and there we have, as a side agreement, a North American Free Trade Agreement. You have an Environmental Cooperation Agreement, and there's some effort to have work done under that as well. And finally, there is a Pollinator Protection Campaign, which is 10 years old now and is designed to mobilize the sort of grassroots support in all three countries.
Anderson says the nature of the problem demands this cooperative approach.
When you start looking at the patterns, pollination movements, you quickly realize this cannot be handled on any individual basis by individual states. It has to be done in a cooperative way because so many of the insects and birds that are involved in pollination and so important in pollination are migratory species.
Anderson was among those recently attending an international pollinator conference at USDA in Washington, D.C. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.